Well, good morning, dear brethren. We're so happy to see you all here this morning. I was thinking this morning when I think of us all out here at this portion of the convention, and yet there's so many online. And that is amazing when you consider what would have been done 20 or 30 years ago, that now brethren from all over the country can be associated with us online. And one thing we didn't do, we sent love to everybody in some ways, but we didn't send love to the brethren online. So all in favor of sending love, brethren. Brethren, if you can't see the hands, but I'll tell you, they're all raised up in love to all of you. And so you're a part of this convention just like all the rest. Brethren, let's open with our convention theme at this time, hymn 289. Have our morning Bethel service. We've asked Brother Roman Kuzma to read the morning resolve for us. We'd have Brother Tom Hachik to read the vow, and Brother James Avon to read the manna text and comment. In that order, please, brethren.
My morning resolve. My earliest thoughts I desire shall be, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord, for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together with me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of the sacrifice in the flesh and its interest, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I'll be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, and the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in the great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to divine care in the providential overruling of all my interests for the highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body, relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I will do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Daily Heavenly Manna, August 31st. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Daniel 3:17-18. The answer of the Hebrews to Nebuchadnezzar, our God whom we serve, is worthy of note. They not only acknowledge God and worship him, but they additionally serve him according as they had opportunity. Let us resolve, dear brethren, as did the three Hebrews, that we will worship and serve only the Lord our God, that we will neither worship nor serve sectarianism in any of its many forms, nor mammon with its enticement and rewards, nor fame, nor friends, nor self. God seeketh such to worship him as worship him in spirit and in truth, is the declaration of our Lord and Head. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Thank you, brother. I'm supposed to make an announcement right away so it's not forgotten. Anybody that has cell phones and you have them on, turn them off. Or put them on vibrate, I guess, if you have to have it on for some special reason. It's only as a distraction. I was just thinking, you know, our group is not very large when you consider it as a group. But the last 2 weeks, the political conventions have been going on. Vast numbers are gathering, and they invoke at the beginning of their service and at the end the Lord's blessing. Do you ever think who the Lord is blessing? Which group? The little ones are gathered like us, and they can claim all they want, but the Lord knoweth them that are His. We're going to have a beautiful day, we believe, as just added to the day we had yesterday. But we're looking forward to the Lord's blessing in this day as yesterday. And so we're going to open this service with the use of hymn Appendix O. This was Brother Lawrence Kirkham's choice for the opening of our theme discourse. Appendix O.
Thank you.
ask Brother Alfred Burns to ask that blessing upon Brother Lawrence's service at this hour. Brother Alfred.
Our kind and loving Heavenly Father, we do draw nigh to thy throne of grace once more this day, thanking thee for thy leadings of thy Spirit and thy counsel that has brought us this far on this way that we take. We remember before thee thine Israel everywhere as they look to thee with praise, and particularly those who are going through special trials and afflictions. We thank thee especially for the gift of thy dearly beloved Son, by whom and through whom we are assured of the fullness of the promises of the kingdom. And now we pray thy blessing upon this continuing convention, upon Brother Kirkham and his service, that his words may be truly unctuous and blessed to all, that it may reflect upon the fullness of the promises of thy great plan of the ages. And so all of these favors we give thanks, we pray, asking forgiveness for all our failings and shortcomings, all in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.